The American dream has become a nightmare. Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Scope on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. Full of good old boys, raised up right. If you're looking for a fight, try that in a small town.
I just came across that song. This is your host, Wednesday night host, William Repellum, and I'm happy to be here with you again tonight. And tonight is Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate button, and donate the much-needed fundage so we can continue to keep free speech alive. Yeah, the Jews would have us believe it's creep free speech alive. That's how they see free speech, as they see that as creepiness or something. Probably, yeah. Anyway, so please do that, and I'll keep exposing Semitism, the massive crime of Semitism. And by the way, I don't get paid. I don't get paid to do this. I do this because I want to expose Semitism. And in the pit of my gut, in the pit of my belly, that is why I do this. Every inch of me wants to expose evil. And Semitism is the most petulant, vicious, virulent evil on the whole face of the planet. Semitism. So that really takes the wind out of the sails of the term anti-Semitism. Are you an anti-Semite? What? You mean you're a pro-Semite? So you're for pedophilia? And you're for Larry Fink forcing your behaviors and abducting your children against your will and taking your children and cutting their genitals off against the wishes of the parents? Are you, that's what you're saying, because you're asking me if I'm an anti-Semite. You're saying you're a pro-Semite, so you must be for all that stuff. And then you can turn into the guy, it's a Semite! You can turn into the guy pointing his finger, but you know, you won't be a Pavlovian blind sheep. You'll be a human being. And we can, maybe we can even take back the word woke for ourselves. We're woke. We're aware. We're aware of what's going on in the world. we're aware of what Semitism is doing to the planet. So, geez, you know, I thought about all my little Semitism examples before I started the show, but Larry Fink, pedophilia, LGBTQ agenda, the war in Ukraine, World War I, World War II, the war on terror, 9/11, corporate control of all the corporations. Well, that's Larry Fink. Taking over all the corporations, enforcing behavior, the central bank digital currency. These are all examples of Semitism. And Semitism is going down. It may not be happening tonight, but it's going to happen. The whole world, and it's going to happen because the whole world's going to wake up to it. I heard another story about, just a personal story from a friend. Brother thrown in jail in Michigan because of some at a city council or not a city council, at some government meeting. I didn't get the details, but the person who told me about this was referring to what's her face? Who's the governor of Michigan? What is her name? Megan. What's her name, Mike? Do you remember? Let me look it up. Hold on a second. Megan. I'm on my own here. Nobody helping me. Governor of Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer. Okay. Yeah, I think he called her a Jew, and so they threw him in prison like a January 6th-er with no charge, or just they threw him in jail without any – there's no charges. They're just retaining indefinitely because he called Gretchen Whitmer a Jew. That was sick. Well, that's what Jews do. That's another example of Semitism, okay? Hate crime. You call somebody a Jew, it's a hate crime. So, guess I'm just racking them up over here. Rack them up. Rack up your hate crimes. It's called truth. So, anyway, that song that just got played right there, that I figured you guys would be well received. I figured John Stadtmiller would approve of that song. I found it here. It's called by Jason Aldean. It's called Try That in a Small Town. And I didn't even know about it till 5 minutes before the show when I was looking on Zero Hedge for some juicy articles to read you. I just lost it. Huh. Where did it go? I scrolled and it went away. Oh, there it is. Okay, so I'm going to read it. Most contemptible song of the decade, Country Music TV bans Jason Aldean's Country Music TV. How gay Country Music TV is. Never going to watch Country Music TV because it's gay. Country Music TV bans Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town video. I like Jason Aldean's music, actually. He's got some cool songs. Flyover States is one of them. There's another one called, I'll find it. I forgot what it's called. Country Music, CMT, or Country Music Gayavision, is no longer airing the music video for Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town, even as the song reaches number one on iTunes charts. Well, okay. The music video, which features Aldean singing in front of a government building with an American flag, incorporates footage from various protests, including those associated with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, was released on Friday. CMT played it through Sunday before pulling it on Monday. The media reaction was, well, unhinged. Variety's Chris Willman exclaims in a story titled, "Jason Aldean already had the most contemptible song, country song of the decade. The video is worse. Aldean's "Try That in a Small Town" is close to being the most cynical song ever written. The Daily Beast published one of the most high-profile criticisms of the song, in its article. Jason Aldean catches heat for racist pro-gun lyrics, a modern lynching song. We start to see... Now, hold on. This is me commenting now. Now you see the Semitism. Ooh, the Semitism is just oozing out everywhere. It's like the blob. You know, the blob Semitism. It's rolling around all over the place and it's getting bigger and bigger. Well, that's what happened. We were too busy to notice it. The blob. How do we not notice the blob? Jeez, okay, I know what my next article is going to be now. It's the mental health article. Mental health. Okay, let me finish this one, though. So hyperbole much? Not everyone was horrified. Just so we're clear, it's cool if hip-hop songs glamorize rape, domestic violence, misogyny, racism, murder, killing the president, gang warfare, guns, violence, and hate. But if Jason Aldean talks about what's actually happening, it's racist. It's racist. Geez, you know, what's wrong with being racist? There's only one thing that sucks about racism, and that's Jewish racism. So when the Jews are racist, that includes genocide. That includes taking over your government and opening your borders and bringing in the third world at unlimited rates in order to demographically replace you, which AKA genocide. So Jewish racism is the only racism that really means anything. The racism we have in the world, and I wrote something up about this just a couple days ago. It was a little rant I sent a couple days ago. Let me see if I can... here it is. Okay. So, when I hear hip-hop, I hear, F white people and shit, biatch. And as you know, ever since I discovered that the Jews have spent the last 120 years reducing white people from 35% of the world population down to only 7% through endless wars like Ukraine, mass immigration, abortion, miscegenation, etc., plus learning that Hitler did not start World War II, nor Holocaust a single Jew, my natural immune response to the anti-white, anti-European agenda has been awakened. And the genie cannot be put back into the bottle. That's only the last 120 years. The Jews, a.k.a. Semitism, is responsible for a lot more than that. The Jews promote blacks and other non-whites not because they want to help them, but because they are using them as cannon fodder against the main group of human beings standing in their way of total global enslavement, white people. It's important to know that it was Jews, not whites, that ran the transatlantic slave trade, that middle-class whites are somehow today being forced to pay reparations for. And all of that money paid out to blacks will end up right back in the Jewish hands very quickly. Why? How? Because Jews know that blacks will spend it at almost immediately, and they will spend it on whatever the television tells them to spend it on. See, that's what they're banking on. They don't think that they're going to save the money. And plus, they're probably going to keep, I don't know what percentage of those reparations are going to go directly into Jewish hands, but they're definitely going to be the ones in control of it. Okay, so people just don't know how satanic Judaism actually is, nor do they know that Jewish racism is the only kind of racism that truly harms humanity. While every other race is racism, quote unquote, respects every other race's right to exist, Semitism does not. Semitism is supremacism at its most extreme. It is against whites first and foremost, then blacks and all of humanity. It's a genocidal racism that must be stopped. But unfortunately, we keep drinking their poison. Yeah, okay. There you go. All right, so, wow, you know, I'm kind of jumping all over the place. So I'm gonna jump over to this other article over here that I came across, and it was something to do with mental health. And that must be my situation. I bet that's what they think my situation is, because, you know, I'm jumping from article to article. Mental health roundups, the next phase of the government's war on thought crimes. Get ready for the next phase of the government's war on thought crimes, mental health roundups, and involuntary detentions under the guise of public health and safety. For your safety. Remember that one? The government could use mental health care as a pretext for targeting and locking up dissidents, activists, and anyone unfortunate enough to be placed on a government watch list. This is on Blacklisted News, by the way. It's the first article from today, fresh off the press. There are no dangerous thoughts. Thinking itself is a dangerous activity. Hannah Arendt. Quote from Hannah Arendt. Get ready for the next phase of the government's war on thought crimes. Mental health roundups and involuntary detentions. Under the guise of public health and safety, the government could use mental health care as a pretext for targeting and locking up dissidents. Okay, I read that already. If we don't nip this in the bud, and soon this will become yet another pretext which government officials can violate the First and Fourth Amendments at will. Well, that's nothing new, is it? This is how it begins. In communities across the nation, police are being empowered to forcibly detain individuals they believe might be mentally ill, based solely on their own judgment, even if those individuals pose no danger to others. In New York City, well, here comes a little Blacklisted News pop-up. In New York City, for example, you could find yourself forcibly hospitalized for suspected mental illness if you carry, quote-unquote, firmly held beliefs not congruent with cultural ideas. Exhibit a willingness to engage in meaningful discussion. Or have, quote-unquote, excessive fears of specific stimuli. You mean like Semitism? Ugh. So the stimuli of Semitism and having excessive fears of Semitism, or refuse voluntary treatment recommendations. What? Refuse voluntary treatment recommendations? Well, then why don't you just call them forced treatment forced treatment. I'm gonna move on. I don't want to hang on this too long. I guess that would be me, right? Me, Mr. All Over the Place. So let's see here. I'm hearing little noises. Semitophobic. Yeah, thank you, Mike. Okay, cool. I got callers already. And so, yeah, you guys want to call in 512-248-8252. All right, call in. The 800 number is Mike, can you put it in the chat? I'll put it back up if you don't mind, please. 800-313-9443. We got Tom in Florida. We got the break coming up. Tom, I think we got a minute. Tom, welcome to the show. I'll hold you over.
Yeah, good day to you, William. First off, man, awesome beginning here. They call it Semitism. It should be cynicism. They're in sin. It should be cynicism. The Semitism are living in cynicism. That's what their real name is, sin, because they're living all in sin, what they've done. It's not even going to the Bible. But, yeah, I want to talk about, can you imagine, William, Bretton Whitmore would have got together with John Fetterman? Can you imagine what kind of baby they would have?
Hey, Tom, hang on. Can you wait until the break's over? I'll be right back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back.
Oh. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Rather just play the music all night rather than sit here and listen to myself talk. Speaking of listening to myself talk, Tom, let's listen to you talk.
You got it. Listen, first off, these people shouldn't call themselves Semites. They should call themselves Sinmites. They've been in sin since the crucifixion of Christ. And that's how they've been betraying the people. They're Sinmites. And here's what the problem is. And before I want to bring up something Michael Rivera brought up at the end of his show just about an hour ago. Before I go there, I want to go back to what you were talking about in the beginning of the show, how the slave trade was started. It wasn't white males. And you said something very important, William. We're down to 7% of the world population. And all the time we were close to, what, 34, 35%? And in the last, 75 years, we're down to 6, 7%. And they want to wipe us out. And then they're wiping out Europe. They're wiping out North America. The founding fathers were all white. There was not one Jew on that Declaration of Independence signing. And they wanted to get rid of that.
Alexander Hamilton was Well, did he sign the Declaration of Independence? I don't know. But
no, he wasn't. No, Michael Rivera looked it up. There isn't one Jew to sign the Declaration of Independence. Not one. Zero. Zilch. Now, let me go back. We're talking about all these rich schmucks, okay? They get their quick bucks. They never done nothing for our life. We got this other imbecile, Gates, wants to buy up all this farmland. I mean, this whole thing, and by the way, this is, like I told Michael Rivera's last show, this is not an invasion. Okay, this is a conquest. They're conquesting the whole country. And now let's go back to what Michael Rivera said. I want you to talk about this, William, for about 5 minutes when you got the time. I want you to talk about the tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is pouring into this country by these illegal aliens and what it could effectively do to this population. We had COVID. Now we're going to have tuberculosis outbreaks all over the country. This is insane. And Biden should be arrested with his criminal son, Hunter. And that criminal wife that she calls herself a doctor. She ain't no doctor. What kind of doctor is she? She's cheating on her first husband to go to Biden. I mean, this whole thing's a disaster. It's a disgrace. Now, going back to, I want to talk about this also. You know, all we keep hearing is about Russia and Ukraine. Do you really want to go to a country that has more atomic weapons than anybody else? Do you? Do we?
Hang on a second, Tom. Sorry, I had to go shut my door.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm back.
Yeah, go ahead. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what I'm saying is you're going to fight a guy like Putin over Ukraine? I mean, that's like, look with Cuba. We've allowed a country 90 miles off our coast to be communist. We could have went in there and wiped that out one day, 24 hours. All you need, you could use planes from World War II to take over that island. But look, what do you got? A communist state over there? Chinese are pouring in over there, building a base? I mean, this whole thing is a big cabal schmuck by the center, the Sinites. I mean, it's disgraceful. And, you know, let me ask you, William, when you talk about the word race, what is an object of a race? What is the object of a race? What's that word in English language mean?
Well, it's characteristics that are specific to the tribe that you come from, the specific geographical location that you come from. Like, you can tell when you look at Irish people, they have red hair, they have certain characteristics, you know. With Germans, they have their certain characteristics. With Slavic people, there's some certain characteristics. You can usually see it in the eyes. Undergirding that is also culture, right? It's just a long standing, centuries of culture. So there's a glue that binds the people together and makes them common. We're naturally attracted to this with each other. And this is real, true diversity. To be racist actually means to promote diversity. So,
William, can I say something?
But there's a different type of racism that I described, the Jewish racism versus like every other race's sort of ethnocentrism.
William, can I say something? You know that if you ask anybody under 25 years old, you brought the word race up, you know what the first thing they're going to say to you? NASCAR. They're going to say NASCAR Indianapolis 500. They don't even know what the word race, they don't even know what that word pertains to. They look at it like it's like an automobile race and you got to win the race, a NASCAR or Daytona or Talladega or the Indianapolis 500. They don't know the word. They think race is a automobile word for, driving to win a race. And if you look at the Jews, what they're trying to do is manipulate the word so they can win the race. They want to be the supreme being of the world. That's what that's how they're using the word race. And we see it right. Look, Farrakhan got kicked off. Louis Farrakhan kicked off Arsenio Hall off his show in 1994. Why don't you bring up that clip and see how after that show he never came back on the air? You ever played that episode?
Nah, I didn't know about that.
Yes, you need look into it. But hang on.
Hey Tom, thanks for the call. I'm against the break here, and I got another caller calling, but I appreciate it.
Talk about the tuberculosis, please.
Okay. Yeah, when we come back.
Tuberculosis.
All right. Actually, Tom, stay on if you can. You're still there. Okay. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Okay, we're back, folks, and that was Jackson Brown and Lawyers in Love. That's a great old song I remember from my childhood. I love those songs that you don't hear very often from your childhood. Don't you? Hmm? I'll turn that off. So anyway, I'm going to about Tom's call here real quick. He made a great point. Invasion versus a conquest is absolutely right. The invasion is only a symptom of the overall Jewish conquest. So in our personal lives, we don't have to be conquered. We can resist the conquest
in our personal life ourselves by not giving an inch. We don't give an inch. And when they overstep on us, and when they, you know, then that's when you really push back in the most intelligent way that you can do. So that could be, maybe you work for a large corporation and maybe they continue to badger you about something stupid that Larry Fink is trying to push on, like taking a vaccine or sticking a nasal swab test up your nose. And so what you do is you take your pen power and you send an email in response to whatever happened there, and you send it all the way up the chain to the top of the food chain. You send it all the way up to the CEO, or maybe beyond that to the board of directors, if you know who they are, and maybe to the shareholders, maybe to BlackRock, and you tell them what they're doing. And you do it with conviction, and you don't give them an inch. In fact, you take what they're doing away from them. And you might just find that they might reverse their policy suddenly, kind of strangely. I've seen it happen. So it's called figuratively speaking, it's called taking a samurai sword and shoving straight up their rear side. Figuratively speaking, of course. So I got to check out this. Okay, so Tom wanted me to talk about tuberculosis. Well, I don't know what to say about tuberculosis. I'm not. COVID never existed. There was no COVID. It was a fake virus that never existed. It's never been shown to exist. So that's what I have to say about that. Tuberculosis, I don't know a lot about it, except for that it was a problem. You know, Doc Holliday, in that they had tuberculosis issue back in the 1800s. A lot of people died. It's a serious illness that mainly affects the lungs, the germs that cause tuberculosis type of bacteria. Well, I don't really believe that germs and bacteria cause disease. I do believe in food poisoning. But there seems to be all other explanations for why disease happens. And I tend to think that we poison ourselves, and the things that they like to say are the causes are actually the symptoms, such as your body cells breaking down and creating what look like viruses in your body. Shrapnel, so to speak, from being, you know, toxic. Bioresonance being a trigger that makes people who get sick at the same time when they're in proximity to one another. That's what I believe. You don't pass germs around through the air to each other. This is a Jewish myth. It's been promulgated all throughout the history of allopathic medicine. Go listen to Murder by Injection, or read the book Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullins, especially that first chapter, first couple of chapters, the history of allopathic medicine and the tyranny of Rockefeller against naturopathic medicine, and how allopathic medicine's caused more disease than it's fixed, for sure, with all the outbreaks of autism, Guillain-Barre syndrome, all these, cancer. I mean, it's just through the roof. This industry wants to make people sick. I just am like a broken record with this, repeating this over and over. So now I'm not saying that people, I think Tom was trying to stress that people coming over the border are bringing disease with them. So I don't know about that. I haven't looked into that at all yet. So I'm going to have to probably postpone that discussion until next time, until I have time to do a little research on it. But I will, Tom. All right. So, and then Louis Farrakhan. If anybody has that video clip of Arsenio Hall kicking Louis Farrakhan off the show, and now Louis Farrakhan doesn't go back, I guess. I remember Arsenio Hall in 1989. I didn't know he was on in 1984. 1988, 89. I used to watch it when I was then. So, all right, let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, thanks for waiting, and welcome.
Yeah, thank you, William. Race, it's like NASCAR. We've lost sight of our history. They deliberately destroying all of the libraries with Carnegie and Rockefeller and the schools. But whenever the Scottish lost the war with England, they were all sold as slaves in America. They were forced because the king required that so many people, if you have so much land, you had to have slaves so he could get his income, his tax income. They fairly quickly found out that these Scottish men could speak Latin, Greek, Hebrew, of course English too. And instead of, they'd pull them out of fields and make them all schoolmasters. And the South, whenever you went into a southern university, you had to speak Latin and Greek. There was also, like Hebrew, the Scottish knew, as they, in their Declaration of Independence, that they were of the Israelite bloodline. So we've lost a lot. They've dumbed us down, and there was white slaves. They brought them over here, of course, with the Irish too. They done the same thing to them. The thing is, I want to back up a minute, though. It's like, we talked about the Moors, coming into Spain, with the Jews, had their emblem on the Moor flag too, and they were helping them all along, and well paid for their treachery. And then we went up into, in 1830, the Russians were fighting the Muslims in the Muslim Ottomans. Now, this was the Turks. They were lighter skinned. And lo and behold, Napoleon, which was a Masonic tool, he decided that, in Russia, you're not going to protect all these Christian Orthodox down there in the Middle East and Lebanon and we're going to insist that the Roman Catholic Church, in other words, it blocked Russia from being the guardian of all the Christians in the South, and so it was actually the Ottomans in the Crimea War, along with the British, along with the French, the hundred thousands of Christians died in that war, and then all the aftermath, all the outskirts, they just slaughtered them. And that led up to the Armenian slaughter of Turks in 1920. It's just one continuous bloodbath, against
Patrick,
Christians.
Patrick, yeah? Let me stop you for a second. I'm confused. Who slaughtered who? I got to ask you a favor. When you call, Patrick, you mentioned earlier, you're mentioning a lot of very interesting points in history, but I have a hard time anchoring to them, because if you could provide timelines, like when this happened, like you mentioned, because you know a lot of stuff, you've read a lot of stuff, the stuff I haven't read yet. So when you mentioned the Scots, and then King George selling them into slavery into the Americas. Is that right? You mentioned the Scots in wars. So what war were you talking about between England and Scotland that led to them selling them into slavery, King George selling them into slavery, for example?
Yeah, that was they had two wars, and the exact dates I don't really have. It was like 1780, just before our war, with England, and so. But they did. They lost the war with England, and they became, basically a sub part of England, and so was Ireland. Ireland had to fight for their freedom from England, and so they were sold as slaves over here. It's as simple as that. So the Scottish were over here, in the early part of the colonies before we got our independence in 1776. And they were incredibly intelligent. They pulled them out of the fields and became school teachers. So, you follow me on that?
Yeah. I'm just wondering specifically what the name of the war was, but I gathered that you don't remember that, but you got the time around 1780.
Exact dates when the Scottish and the English, they had two different wars, but it was before our Revolutionary War. I think it was like 1750. I'll have to look it up, but I do know the Moors invaded Spain in 770 A.D., and they were kicked out, and then they had the Crimea War. It was the Ottomans against the Russians, and that was 1840 time frame, and they had, and all of a sudden Napoleon went on the side of the Muslims, and along with the British, and of course it was the French with Napoleon, and that caused the loss of Russia to these maniac Moors who were slaughtering all the Christians in the Middle East. And so it just shows you the dirty, the Jews were under dirty because they controlled England. They controlled Napoleon. Napoleon was completely controlled by the Masons, and Russia was trying to save all the Christians and demanded all the Orthodox Christians be saved in Greece, but they all got slaughtered, and that was the end of all the Christians in the Middle East, most of them. So that was. All the way up to the Armenian slaughter in Turkey in 1920. So it was just one continuous bloodbath. And the Jews were always, on the side. And so Russia was not a bad guy all the while. He was trying to protect the Christians, and they were being fought the whole time by the tools of New York Order. England was completely run by the Jews. They were, and so was Napoleon.
Well, let me stop you right there, real quick, and on Napoleon. I don't think Napoleon was completely controlled by the Jews. I've read, and Michael King's got an interesting book about Napoleon, which speaks more favorably of Napoleon and how Napoleon actually resisted Jewish power to some degree. From what I've heard, Napoleon sounds like kind of a mixed bag, but I definitely wouldn't say he was completely controlled by them. You also bring up some interesting history, the first millennium, where Christianity spread up through what was before Israel, obviously, and then up through Asia Minor, which became Turkey, which before that was the Byzantine Empire. And so it's interesting what you're bringing up, that Christians sort of got wiped out in those areas. Well, that would kind of make sense considering all the invasions that came from the Moors that were facilitated by the Jews up into Europe. And then
they attacked Vienna, Austria. They had a fight, with the Russians in the Crimea War.
When was that, when they attacked Vienna? Approximately.
Was that?
Approximately when was that? I was just giving an account there.
That's a good question. I didn't look that one up, but I do know that they almost took Vienna twice, and they were repelled by the barely But that just goes to show you that, you know, and that's the seat of the Holy Roman Empire, you know, Vienna, Austria. So it just, the Jews and the Muslims have been working, you know, in together, in cahoots to each other. And Napoleon was not, you know, he was working for the Muslims, that, you know, and he fought against, you know, the Orthodox Russians who were trying to protect all the Orthodox Christians. And he caused a tremendous slaughter, you know, in the war and then after, all the aftermath. And he was you know, like Napoleon lost to Wellington, but only because Rothschild's secret intelligence network took him down.
I'm going to bring that up after the break. Patrick, thank you for the call. I'm up against the break right now. I'm going to follow up after the break on your points. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
To change the world, start with one step. However small, first step is hardest of all.
All right, we're back.
Once you get your
Napoleon. So, you know, I'll be honest. I didn't know a lot about Napoleon until I read Mike King's books. And he's referenced Nesta Webster's books, who's done an extensive amount of... she wrote the book World Revolution, which I read. She also wrote the book Secret Societies and Subversive Movements, which I haven't read yet, but I have. I have so many books that I haven't read yet, but I have them.
it's hard to prioritize them all or get time to read them all. But this book, you know, after I read this book, I had kind of a more of a favorable impression of Napoleon, that he pushed back against the Jews, the moneylenders. He was, you know, this was the big thing I remember. But it's been a few years since I read this book. I'm just flipping through it right now. I'm trying to figure out a way to summarize what. Okay, so here's just a little. Napoleon plans to assimilate the Jews. Napoleon cracks down on Jewish moneylenders. The Peninsular Wars, Spain and Portugal. This is just summarizing what's talked about in this chapter. War of the Fifth Coalition, War of the Sixth Coalition. Britain kidnaps Americans to fight Napoleon. Battle of Borodino proves costly. Napoleon retreats from Russia. Rothschild's army versus Napoleon's army. So when I see the thing about Rothschild's army versus Napoleon's army, I think, well, wait a minute. I don't know that I would say Napoleon was completely controlled by the Masons. I wouldn't say Napoleon was not a Mason. I'm sure he probably was. Rothschild Reds, but I really don't know. Rothschild Reds exploit post-Napoleonic Europe. Napoleon is exiled and probably murdered. Maybe this is just a couple little paragraphs. In the political about Rothschild's Red in 1815 to 48, Rothschild's Reds exploit post-Napoleonic Europe. In the political vacuum left by Napoleon's removal, Rothschild's communist subversive groups as well as semi-controlled nationalist groups grow and spread throughout the European continent. The movement spontaneously erupts during the bloody and chaotic European Spring of 1948. That same year, Karl Marx publishes Communist Manifesto. Marx is distantly related to the Rothschilds through marriage. By destroying Napoleon and buying up Great Britain at the same time, the Rothschild family was able to unleash its new world order, gang to subvert Europe. Spontaneous nationalist and red revolutions of 1848 will permanently weaken Europe's political structures, setting the stage for the disastrous wars and revolutions of the coming century. So I think what Patrick wanted to get at was the Battle of Waterloo, which occurred. Oh, geez, was that when was it? When Rothschild, was it 1815? When Rothschild, they had the carrier pigeon, and he had the insider information about who actually won. That the British actually won, but he went back to the British trading floor with a somber face, and everybody thought that Britain had lost the war, so they sold all their shares and their war shares and bought them back up on pennies on the dollar and ended up owning Britain after that. All right, we up against the end of the show? Yep, barely hear that music. Be back on the second hour, folks. Keep around, please, and we'll be right back.
Take America back. We must take America back. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.